big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a three-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We'd shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
They keep haunting me. Are they wanting me? Daylight turns into night. We try and find the answer, but it's nowhere inside. It's always the same. And you know who's to blame. You know what I'm saying? Still we keep on playing head games.
Once again, your song of the day from 1979, Head Games by Foreigner. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Foreigner sings very serious love songs, very serious relationships.
Are those power ballads?
No, that's not one. I shouldn't even call that a love song. It's like a relationship song. They sing a lot of those. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
He's very...
You're cold as ice, right?
Yeah. He's been very affected by women. I mean, just to the point where he stays up all night thinking about it. And he doesn't even know if it's daytime or nighttime. It's like, come on, dude. Get right.
Let's go. Get back in the game. Get back in there. Send a subtext. Send a subtext. Blitzkrieg.
They sing a lot of those. Foreigner does.
Yeah.
That is true.
But I like it. I don't mind it. I like that song. I'm
kind of like Sip. I don't mind it. But the score will. I think will probably be similar. I think. Also,
Foreigner.
I felt Steve that so 79 is right at the cusp when things were changing from 8-track to cassette. It was right at that time. That's right at the line.
Right.
And about 80 to 81, it was all back to cassette. But
it goes
the 8-track went to that to that. Also, Foreigner was also kind of a sidebar, but everyone had a Foreigner 8-track or cassette. Everyone had one.
Pretty much.
It wasn't your go-to, but it was like, yeah, it's in the box.
It's there.
Oh,
boy. Yeah.
Where do you go for rating this one?
Daylight, all right. I don't know. I don't know if it's real. Been a long night and something ain't right. God, so hardcore. Again, though, I like Foreigner. You know, I like Hot Blooded, Cold as Ice, you mentioned. Feels Like the First Time is an incredible
song. It's a good one.
Feels Like the First Time is really
very
good.
Ooh, yes.
That's a good song. This one's fine. I don't turn it off. I always kind of chuckle at it.
This
is so serious.
It's like, he's kind of, okay, all right.
It's like, come on, dude.
Snap out of it.
All right.
But I like it. I can give it a 7.115. I like Foreigner. I just can't dislike
Will Bill be as high as that?
694. 694. Okay. Interesting. Not really turning it off. It's a B-list.
Yeah.
It's a B-list song.
It's probably
a B-list
accurate
song. And that's kind of where it's at. I'm going to say Ellie's going to be...
Yeah, what does she give it?
5.6. Dad's going to be a 7.9.
6.6 Ellie and
Derek, Dad, 6.4.
6.4.
She liked it better than Dad.
Interesting.
Yeah. From Wood River.
Wood River.
Would you lip sync that, Ellie? Would you lip sync?
Oh, she says yes, she would lip sync that.
Interesting.
I asked her today about the lip sync thing, which I'm going to have to miss on Friday because we're out of town. But they've been practicing now for 6 months.
And they practice tonight also, if you told me.
6 months straight. Every night they practice in the sorority, in the basement.
The O'Donnell Theater at 5:30.
You might be there.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a report. I probably won't be there, but I'd like to have
a report. If I was in town, I swear I would be there. I'm just going to be out of town.
I wish you were going to be there.
Some ratings here in the song. Troy, 8.8 on YouTube. Chris P, 7.6. Genghis, Better Time, 7.9.
Okay.
Robert, 8.6. Nashville Husker, not my favorite Foreigner song, but still 7.65.
Right with us.
Yep. Bolt, Better Times, 9.1.
Ooh, Bolt, very aggressive. Better Times we like, 9.1's a little high.
Now, this is Chris says 9.9 on Head Games.
9.9. Well, He's probably been through a lot of relationships. So
it's been hammered.
It appears as if Foreigner is just, they never have a, they're always in the midst of breaking up.
God, it's
every day
so
they
tiresome.
Wake, every day they wake up and it's
stress. Right, here right. we go again.
Let's
here
do
we
it
go.
Again.
Ed Games.
Fired up. Albert 9. Rick Heyman, 8.1. A high score Heyman. From Heyman on YouTube. Text line here. That's not high T from Jane. That's fire. I wasn't doing high T song today. That's
Heyman did that a couple months ago,
he
though.
So, yes. Guiltnerd, 7.1. Rick from Wahoo, 9.
Yeah.
Gavin and Pender, an 8, Bill.
People like this Gavin. Song. They like this song.
Mike wow. and Dalton, 8. Lyle in Omaha, 8.2. Doug in Idaho, 9.4. Houston, 7.6. Corey says 0. You're on a roll, Jake.
Wow. 0.
That's back-to-back 0.
It's not a 0.
Come on.
Bill and Bennett, 4.2. Who clapped? 5!
All right. There we go.
That's okay. Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, how about Urgent? How about that song?
That's a good one. Yeah. Jukebox Hero, of course. Big yep. name, big song by them.
Urgent. Imagine when they walk in, they're like, hey, I got a new song. And they start no. reading it. Oh, yeah. So it's a breakup no. song.
Sounds
it's
like
a
the same.
Relationship song.
Yeah.
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 I've heard that before.
Yeah.
They had a lot of
do
songs.
This again, huh?
Yeah.
Still Double called. Vision. Yeah. Great one. God, they have quite a catalog.
They do. Big hits.
Waiting for a Girl Like You. Yeah. Okay, here
there
we
you
go.
Again. Here you go again.
More sadness.
Blue morning, blue day. God.
Change up the vibe here.
Can't you just sing about a car or something?
Imagine just driving around, it's just sad. Love. Just driving around, yeah. driving around Columbus, sad, listening to the Foreigner song.
Damn it. Sing about the ocean or something. Something.
Give us something.
It's got to be another relationship song.
Give us something different. All right, yeah. It's time, without further ado, for the mailbag here the bag. On a Wednesday. Here we go. The three words you don't want to hear when it comes to IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
You don't want to hear those words. Bad words. Avoid bad those words. If you go to AppliedConnective.com through our friends Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state, 99% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. One-stop shop. Free consultation at AppliedConnective.com.
And they will be set up at the Final Four in San Antonio.
They'll be
also.
There.
Also, they'll be down there.
They will.
Securing the Final
Are
Four.
Are they set up down
yeah,
there?
Yeah, physical security.
Why wouldn't
yeah.
they be there, Sip? Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, wouldn't they be
there? All these things.
Like a booth?
Like a booth, yeah. And they'll also be the ones making sure there's no foul play going on anywhere. Nobody's trying to hack into anything or something.
At the Alamo Dome.
The Alamo Dome. They'll be there.
Sanderson starts things off in the mailbag. He says, two questions. Number one, do you, quote, mow the lawn or cut the grass?
Great question. Wow.
Great question at that.
Mow the lawn.
Mow the lawn.
Mow the lawn.
Mow the lawn. Yep. Yeah. That's
cut the grass is pretty old-timey.
Yes. But yeah. Mow the lawn.
Okay. He also says, number two, if you're ordering food and you want something left off like pickles, do you say no pickle or hold the pickles?
A really good question. Yeah. It could be either.
I say no pickle. No I cheese, no pickle.
I go hold.
Hold?
Yeah, I'm more hold.
I'll go no. I'd say no. No pickles.
Yeah.
Please.
I will say this. In general, I just order it. Say it's something like
as
that.
As is?
I'm an as is, then I just take off what I don't want.
Okay. Hey guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
That way I'm not concerned in the back room if all of a sudden they put a pickle on there like they shouldn't have. It doesn't bother me.
Okay, this is from John. It says, good morning. My favorite cereal when I was a kid was Frosted Flakes. Did you guys have a favorite? Did you put milk in the bowl and then the cereal, or the cereal and then the milk?
God, those I never put the milk in first.
Once in my life, milk on top of the cereal. Yeah.
Have you ever done this one before, where you have the cereal in, but you know it's a good floater? You know, it's going to elevate.
And go super sugar crisp,
and you go hand on the. Pour it in. Pour in your cereal. Hand on over the bowl. Pour the milk. Kind of holds it down a little bit.
No, I did not. That's deep.
I've done that before. I've held it down a little bit.
What cereal? Sugar Pops?
Now those are all, you know, super solid like that. But I was always peanut butter Captain Crunch.
That stuff is so good.
That is so good.
I've never had it.
It's
change really, that. Do it today.
Oh, it's incredible. And
get it today.
I saw it yesterday in the store.
It'll change you. It will change you. And then there was a time too. You guys, Jake, you don't remember this. There was a Frankenberry.
Yeah.
That was still around, I believe.
Frankenberry was still around.
That was pretty good.
I really enjoyed the Frankenberry. That was something.
It was like in the Count Chocula family, I believe.
Yeah, I'll tell you. The Count Chocula family.
It's hard to answer his question. It's hard to narrow it down to one. Yeah. It's like narrowing a song, like your favorite all-time song. It's almost impossible to do. If the closest thing I would get was Super Sugar Crisp. And I had a big problem with it. Yeah. I couldn't, like, it was an addiction almost.
No, it was really good.
It's kind of ugly here.
The problem was when you got the peanut butter Captain Crunch, the chance to go through a whole box in a day would be nothing.
You could do it.
You could do it very easily.
Super Sugar Crisp made my life miserable at times. I just ate a whole box. I'm down for about 4 hours. Yeah.
I had a four-way tie. I don't have one. It's Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Reese's Puffs, Honeycomb, and Corn Pops. Those are the four. They're tied for first.
Oddly specific.
Corn Pops are incredible. I need to get some today. I haven't had those in years. I got to change that.
So little yellow nuggets.
Oh, they're so good.
This is a freaky deal. So I haven't had Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal 40 years. Had a bowl yesterday.
Good God.
Yesterday. So I had for lunch. I had bought some. I was walking through... just randomly through Hy-Vee, saw it. I go, you know what? I'm just going to grab it. I grabbed it. And yesterday at lunch, I go, I'm going to go with cinnamon. And it was incredible.
It was so good.
Terrible idea.
It was so good. And also, Jake, I had the bonus where I finished it and had some leftover milk and I put a little bit more.
Yes.
Milk.
Oh, you have to.
Get the bonus back in.
Yeah, the problem is beautiful. You keep going.
Oh, you can keep going. But to eat four bowls of cereal is not that hard.
No. Most people, no.
No, it's not.
Most people will relate to this. You guys, I'm sure, ate cereal at times so you had so many bites, so many bowls that your mouth hurt.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If we fall
people relate.
Absolutely.
Apple Jacks would do that to you also. It was a rough cereal.
And you had to stop. It was almost a good thing.
It could be the sugar buildup, possibly, too.
Or you didn't eat anything at all. My mouth hurts.
Mom, my mouth hurts.
Michael in Hawaii says, aloha, my 7-year-old daughter is getting into Pokemon, and unfortunately, I've long gotten rid of my Pokemon cards. However, are there any toys or items from your child that you wish you still had?
Oh, there's only one that I really wish.
One. It's good.
There's two. The first one is my purple Nerf ball.
I was gonna say Nerf hoop.
My Nerf ball I had forever, and it just got. There's a chunk or two missing from my dog Kringle who had taken a piece out of it, and then it just calcified basically. It just turned hard. How did it calcify? Is that even the right word?
Yeah.
It just got hard. I don't know what it was.
I think that is the right word.
It just turned into a piece of concrete almost. And then also my wind up Evel Knievel. You wind that baby up like that and shoot the Evel Knievel off. And then maybe Super Toe.
Would you still want it? The question is, would you still want it? I don't know if there's I want my Evel Knievel now.
Yeah, I kind of wish I wish I had that ball put up somewhere.
If you were playing with your Evel Knievel in your driveway right now, you'd be committed.
Yeah, they'd be committed. Chance me playing. I'd like to have my ball like up
Laura
on the
would
shelf.
Have you committed.
Yes.
If you were making Evel Knievel sounds in the driveway, me.
Wish I had it.
I'd go with the old school whistling Nerf football. Throw up in the air.
Yeah.
Good one.
Jake, do it again, Jake.
It's hard to make the whistle.
Jake, do it again.
That's
incredible.
I don't know that you've ever done anything better.
That's the best on this show.
I tried.
That's the best you've ever done.
Shut it down.
I'm good. I'm resigned.
Kelly, come in.
Last one. This is from Kelly. It says, good morning, guys. My power just came back on Monday after the storm, but luckily we had some family to stay with for 6 days. This got me thinking. We hear a lot about better times on this show, but I wouldn't say the times before electricity were better. What's an invention or something recently that the old guys are really pleased to have. I guess that's talking to you guys, the old guys. There's something you're pleased to have that is now better times.
I'm trying to think.
There's a lot.
There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of things that come into
air
that.
Conditioning, TV, internet, phones.
Mine would be,
it's been around for,
yeah. Yeah.
Air conditioning, seriously?
Yeah, air conditioning.
That, Kelly said that. Now, read some options from Kelly here. In Wahoo, by the way. Kelly and Wahoo.
I would go back to simple things of
oh, I got
the advanced remote controls on TVs.
I got a clear one.
And then your keys. Like that.
Yeah.
Starting your car remotely.
Yeah, I don't know.
Be able to press a button like that. Those things, there's times it comes in. That's like, okay, this is really handy. That I can all of a sudden, when it was that cold outside, that I could start my vehicle, mm-hmm. go do a couple things here in the office, and go get into my vehicle, and it's already going.
Trix's sister bought her one, and I've never seen Trix happier.
Yeah, I mean, it's
automatic starter, car starter.
There is pretty good. Obvious one that wasn't around when we were around, and it solves so many problems in this world. The quarter zip.
When did that come around, you think?
I'm 20 years, 15 years ago.
Probably 20, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, it was
15. It's an incredible problem solver. You it can does. Get up and say, I don't know what I'm going to wear, and I got to go to this function tonight, and I don't really want to wear a tuck-in shirt. Oh, just wear a T-shirt, but you can put a quarter zip over it, and you're fine.
I thought you didn't like quarter zip, Sip.
But they serve a purpose.
They solve a lot of problems. We'll go out. The number I'm saying it's every time we go out like that, and I'm like Laura's always like, what are you gonna wear? I go, I'm thinking about a black quarter zip. Oh,
you know
what she says every time? Shocker. Just like that, she says it to me. Shocker.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Nothing wrong with the black
because
quarter.
It's just because it's
what
just,
do I have on? Because, black quarter zip.
What do I have on?
Black quarter zip.
How much do you think Troy Dannon appreciates quarter zips?
Yeah.
ADs. Just wear a quarter zip.
How about watch Michigan sideline when you watch him play basketball?
Oh, quarter zip.
Tennessee, quarter zip, quarter zip, quarter zip.
Dusty May wears a tight quarter zip.
Yeah.
I need a kind of a tight one. They're working out.
Yeah.
That is the mailbag, sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. Hour two is next. CBS Sports has gone through every game for Big Ten teams. What does Nebraska end up with in their record?
We could do a whole show.
Do you have everyone listed?
I do.
Yeah, we can do all the
We might go through, the rest of the week on these ones.
Yeah, we could do a whole show.
Can we pick out two or three?
We'll do Nebraska today.
Yeah, we'll do Nebraska. Sure.
And
do
maybe one a other couple one. More. Yeah. Maybe Illinois.
Hey, let's do Nebraska and one other.
Yeah, Illinois. One other.
Okay.
Nebraska to Illinois.
All right.
Assessed by CBS Sports. Top of the hour next, early break in the ticket.